Chapter 31. Glass. I'll get a ring as soon as I find one at the exchange, Luke said to Glass, his hand on her lower back as he guided her through the crowded corridors back toward Phoenix. Most of the people who'd assembled to watch the comet were heading back to their residential units on the lower decks, making it difficult to move toward the skybridge. But Glass was hardly aware of which direction they were heading. Her heart was still thumping with joy, and she was shaking, holding tight to Luke's hand. I don't need a ring. She reached up to touch the locket, which seemed to be radiating warmth through her chest. Nothing could happen immediately, she knew. Although she turned 18 in a few weeks, they couldn't risk getting married until the Chancellor woke up and confirmed her pardon, or never woke up at all. Her mother would understand eventually, once she saw how much Luke loved Glass. They'd get married and apply for permission to start a family someday. But for now, just the promise of a future together was enough. This is perfect. They turned out of the stairwell and into the corridor that led to the skybridge. Luke stopped short and pulled Glass to him as a dozen guards jogged by, so close a few of their sleeves brushed against Glass's arm, although their eyes trained straight ahead. She shivered and leaned into Luke, who was watching them with a strange expression on his face. "Do you know what's going on?" she asked. "I'm sure it's nothing," Luke said too quickly, his words at odds with the tension in his jaw. But then he raised their interlocked fingers to his lips and kissed her hand. "Let's go." Glass smiled as they continued walking. The thud of the guard's boots had faded away, and they had the whole hallway to themselves. Suddenly, Luke stopped and raised her arm into the air. Before Glass had time to ask what he was doing, he'd spun her around and lowered her into a dip. Glass laughed as Luke wrapped one arm around her waist and swept her across the empty hallway. "What's gotten into you?" He paused and pulled her even closer to him, then leaned in and murmured into her ear, "I hear music when I'm with you." Glass just smiled and, in the middle of the hallway, closed her eyes as they swayed from side to side.